Going live, and we're live. Hello, Cheesehead TV, Aaron Nagler here, coming to you live from LiveX here in Manhattan. What's up, everyone? Hello to everybody in the comments. Good to see 20 people waiting. You all need to get lives, but I greatly appreciate you being here. Hey, old timer. How you doing? You know, salut, everyone. Ismail Adams timeline. I'm going to keep guessing. I keep saying I think the Panthers game is the soonest we see him. I've said that for the last couple weeks, and I see no reason to change course now. Start liking now. Thank you, Stu. Very nice of you. What's up, Zol? How are you doing? What happened to Savage? He went from full participant to limited participant. That's the nature of the business, man. You get out there, you start running around, you see how people in your body responds, and at least he was out there. They're in pads today, so that's a good thing, but certainly trending in the wrong direction. What's up from Alaska? What's up, Silas? I'm still stuffed from that 40 burger Sunday. I feel that. What is my favorite Star Wars movie? Empire Strikes Back. Not even a close second. Although the next one would be the original, Star Wars A New Hope. Then probably Solo. Then Return of the Jedi, then Rogue One, then Revenge of the Sith, then Force Awakens, then Last Jedi, then the rest of the prequels. Your thoughts on the special teams play so far? Michael, they've been pretty nondescript, pretty disappointing in some aspects. They haven't been in a complete flag fest, so that's an improvement from the Ron Zook era. I don't think they did themselves any favors when they traded away Trevor Davis, as far as a return man, but yeah, they've given up way too many returns, that's for sure. They've gotten Crosby hurt in the process, so yeah, it hasn't been lights out, let's put it that way. Extra cheese is the perfect way to kill clock in an airport lounge. I'm here for you, man of all people. I'm here for the people in the airport lounge and for the people with the commoners at the gate. I'm here for you all. Oscar, how you doing, man? Landon says, I think the schedule layout actually worked in their favor at home, figuring out the offense. Now the offense seems to be firing on all cylinders, going into a tough stretch of away games. You know, it's funny because I said early on this summer that they were going to walk before they ran on offense. And definitely it did get brought up a number of times about how, you know, if there's a place you want to be when you're trying to learn how to run, it's at home. You were learning the intricacies of the offense, learning to work together, etc. I do think it has helped them. But it is funny how when we were talking about that this summer, I was like, they don't have time to do that. You know, they're playing the Bears and the Vikings right away. We're going to get steamrolled. And now they're here sitting here at 6-1. Just another reminder. Another reminder that it is a team game. Going to the game Sunday, I will stand on third down for Corey. What should I expect from the KC experience? Michael, you are going to absolutely love it. One of the best venues to take in a football game. And I'm talking the whole experience, not just the game itself, but the tailgating, the fans. They're generally, especially in comparison to most NFL stadiums, very welcoming in Kansas City. I think you're going to have a great time. Get there early because the tailgating is phenomenal in Kansas City. I would rather have Devontae back healthy than too soon. Kevin, I think the Packers very much agree. That's why you don't see him out there. Do you see Grant in the game this week? Gary, I would tend to doubt it. If MVS and Geronimo are good to go, I would tend to think he's probably inactive. And as long as everyone stays healthy, I would suspect he stays inactive until Devontae comes back, and then he'll probably get released. But that's just guesswork on my part. Nags, I need some Cheesehead TV gear to go with my Packers wardrobe. Chad, we're working on a new t-shirt as we speak. So hang in there. Let's see. LaFleur threw out 32 personnel. He is my new hero. What's the best way to attack the Kansas City D, run or pass? It's always going to be a little bit of both. I don't think it's going to be as pass heavy as we saw against the Raiders. It's going to be a tough environment. Spagnuolo does a really good job of creating the illusion of guys coming from one area and then bringing them from somewhere else. I think the scream game is going to have to be prevalent. They got to run the football, though. If even just to keep them honest as far as their linebackers and safeties and the keys and the steps they're going to be taking. I do think, I don't think it's going to be as maybe run heavy as we saw against Philadelphia early in the year, but I do think it'll be similar to that kind of game plan where they try and just get into manageable third downs. Mahomes starts. Scott, don't believe the hype. Don't fall for the banana in the tailpipe. He's not starting. Come on now. A lot of ball game left, always. Current take on Dexter Williams, is he trending upwards with the recent release of Carson? Well, he's going to have to, Chase. If they suffer an injury there at running back, he's going to have to be ready. I do know that one of the reasons he wasn't playing ahead of Carson is because there were some questions about his grasp of the offense and his ability to be counted on. So he's got to make those steps. What's up, Nags? Everyone like this video and subscribe. Andrew, I very much agree with that sentiment. Any news on Ibrahim Campbell? He could really help out in the middle of the defense. Could not agree more. He's in the midst of his three-week window to be activated. So he is practicing. He started practicing last week. They have to make the decision either this week or next week to activate him, or he gets put on IR permanently. So we'll see. If they're going to activate him, it will probably happen on Saturday, maybe tomorrow, but most likely on Saturday. So be on the lookout for an alert, because that's when it'll probably happen. And I hope it does happen this week, because I totally agree with you. I think he would be a big upgrade for a lot of the sub packages that they run. Who knows how much they would insert him right away, you know, his first action back. But I think anytime you can get him on the field, it's going to help this defense. Will the Packers blitz more this game? Gary, I think that's, you know, dependent on how they feel about the Smith brothers in particular matching up against their tackles. Mitchell Schwartz is actually a bit of a friend, and I hope he has a horrible game this week. Where can we get tickets? That's a great question. I would head to cheeseheadtv.com and check out Ticket King. They've been around since 1992. You can find a link there. They're physically located across from Lambeau Field, but you can find a link to their website at cheeseheadtv.com on pretty much any page. Home games, away games, even the playoffs if they happen to get there. Ticket King. Check them out for all your Packers ticket needs. Nagler, I'm driving to Kansas City with my mom, Maggie. It's her birthday. Jeff, happy birthday to mom, Maggie. Maggie, let me tell you, you've got a son who sits here on his computer, phone, tablet, whatever, and watches me talk about the Packers. You have raised a good one. Because only a man of quality would do such a thing. And not to mention, want to get his mom a birthday shout out. So kudos to you, Maggie. Happy birthday. Your boy Tony Brown going to get more time this week. It's a possibility, Josh. I know we saw him on special teams. He almost started a fight against the Raiders. I love him. I love that kid. When you're on IR, I know you can't practice, but can you still learn the playbook and practice mentally / meet with the coaches? Yes, Katie. You can still be involved in all the meetings, attend all the practices. Most guys do. And definitely take those mental reps. No question about it. Chances Packers sign Josh Gordon? Frank, I'm not going to say 0.0, but I'll say 0.0000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000001%. All the Packers need to do is focus and just win, baby. Gary, exhuming the ghost of Al Davis here before us. Hey, I know Al would appreciate any victory over the Chiefs, so I hear you there. How will Pettine step up in Savage's absence? Just tighten up the operation. They have way too much kind of, I know, questions as far as who is playing what and guys in the wrong positions and the sub operation of getting guys on and off the field. Everything just looked kind of off and, I don't know, herky jerky against the Raiders. They got to tighten all of that up. That's, to me, the biggest thing they need to do. Just play, get the coverage called. Get on the field, get it called, and run it. I think they were trying to do too much. Let's see what we got here. Bud, thank you for the super chat. Who's more responsible for the W so far, Aaron or Matt? Yes. How's that? Just got here. What does Savage trending the wrong way mean? It means that yesterday he was a full participant. Today he was a limited participant in practice. So they're dialing him back as far as reps. Now, it could come tomorrow. He could be a full participant again, and maybe he plays on Sunday night. We'll see. Who is a bigger NFC threat, the Saints or the 49ers? The truth, and this is the honest truth, is that it doesn't matter. They're 6-1. They play the Chiefs this week, and that's all that matters. Don't worry about all that nonsense. That stuff will take care of itself. I mean, I know that's what people do. I appreciate the people that do so. But to me, I want to go 1-0 every week. And they got to play the Chiefs this week, and they got to beat them. The rest of that nonsense, I don't care about. That's just me. That's just me. That's just something I'm into. Name that movie. I'm trying not to get too hyped for LaFleur, but I love what I'm seeing so far. May be a great hire. I very much agree with that. It is hard not to get hype. I do love all the buttons he's pressed so far. He hasn't truly faced any kind of legitimate adversity yet. So, you know, we'll see how he responds when they have a couple losses. Maybe there's a big injury, etc. But yeah, right now he's doing very well. His first kind of overcoming something, as far as, you know, I'm concerned, was really winning 3 games in a row without Davante Adams and scoring more points every week while doing so is pretty damn impressive. Will we see more Rashawn Gary this week? I certainly hope so. It is time for that kid to start playing more and showing a little bit more. I mean, obviously, you can't show more unless you have more opportunities. And right now, it's been really hard for him to get on the field for whatever reason. But they are playing the Smiths a ton of snaps at the moment. And I can't imagine they can continue that pace for both of them throughout the entire season. Let the kid play some more. Why won't any team sign Nick Perry? I don't believe he's so bad no roster will have him. Maybe he's asking for too much money. Maybe he's holding out for more money. You never know. How is the sledding hill looking for this winter? A-OK. Looking fantastic. Is Devontae being devalued given the success of the passing game while he's out? No, I don't think so. I mean, I understand how someone might say, well, maybe they don't need him, but no. They are exponentially better when he's in there. He is still a top five wide receiver in the NFL. He is only going to make them better when he returns. Gary and Fackrell need more snaps. Fackrell's actually played quite a number of snaps. He quietly had a good game against the Raiders, but Gary, definitely. Do you think the offense is really starting to click, or were the Raiders just that bad? I think it's a bit of both. More so on the offensive side than the defense. But, yeah, I mean, the Raiders are certainly not a great defensive team. But the offense is certainly trending in the right direction. You've seen it the last 3 weeks, regardless of who they're facing or where they've played. They're moving the ball and they're scoring points. That's what's most important, regardless of who the competition is. They're going to, obviously, it's not going to be like that every single week, but I do have to give credit to LaFleur. You lose your best offensive weapon and you really don't skip a beat offensively. That's really impressive. And that's a testament to his and his staff, the job that they've coaching that they've done. Podcast 1919. Thank you for the super chat. Do you think the Bears go after Teddy by deadline? The Saints are trading him to Chicago. Come on. Is the offense done progressing? No, Tony. It's only just started. We've only just begun, to quote the great Karen Carpenter. Brandon, love what LaFleur has done thus far, but I can't help but wonder what McCarthy could have done with this roster. I agree. I mean, you got to think McCarthy's at home going, oh, sure, now you bring in a defense. You know? But, hey, it was 13 years. It was time for Mike to go. Oh, and the quarterback hated him. So, you know. The die was cast. Wait, I got to see. Did anyone get the movie? Did anyone get that reference? No. Do I think Savage will play on Sunday? I hope so, but I doubt it. How's that? I'm excited Robert Tonyan is back. I believe he is special. I mean, he is good. He has talent. Special? I'm not so sure about that, but I think he will certainly help. There's no doubt about that. Bashaud Breeland revenge game. You said it, man. We'll see. Corey was batshit crazy last night. Go Pack, go. Jonas, now you see. You've seen behind the curtain now. That is Corey Banky at his essence. That is like pure uncut Banky. He was on one last night. No doubt about it. But I love it. Is Fargo in your top 10 movies or top 5? Neither, but I do love the Coen brothers and I do love that film. Thoughts on the talent the pass rush has faced so far? I mean, as far as like the offensive lines that they've gone against? I don't know. I haven't really thought about it. You know, they've taken advantage of some guys. They've taken advantage of some backups, that's for sure. It's funny because you look at this past game, there were no sacks, but Za'Darius had a whale of a game against a backup tackle. He played really well, caused a lot of disruption. The Raiders just had a fantastic plan and did a great job of getting the ball out of Carr's hands quickly. So, you know, sometimes that's going to happen. Packers fan base. The QB didn't hate Mike McCarthy. Rodgers is incapable of being a bad teammate. I don't think that's true, Chase. I think Packers fans, for the most part, no, there's always going to be a vocal minority. But for the most part, I think Packers fans know the score. Any takes on the whole Brady leaving New England next year stuff going around? Frank, who cares? Any takes on the, I love the rant about how fantasy football has diminished fandom. So correct. Look, I think there's a really good case to be made that fantasy football has, by and large, for the most part, made many more people much smarter about football, the game of football, how it is orchestrated, how, you know, teams are put together, roster construction, etc. But it has certainly brought to the fore a type of fan that thinks they know everything and know it all and know it much more than anybody who's working for a club, et cetera, et cetera. And that is just laughable. And it like seems to bring out this desire to, I've got to prove that I can do a better job than whoever's making the roster, you know, whoever's constructing the roster for my favorite team. I know better. And there are so many variables that we on the outside are not privy to, that we make these wild assumptions of like, oh, well, this guy is clearly better and should be playing more. They should clearly trade for that guy, blah, blah, blah. When there are a litany, a laundry list of things behind the decisions being made that we are unaware of. So it's just to that part of it, that's what gets me frustrated. I do think there's lots of fun to be had with fantasy football. I suck at fantasy football, but I still have fun playing it. I do think it's colored fandom in an unfortunate way in some instances. Podcast, thanks for the super chat. With 6 of the last 9 being away, how do we come out? Man, I don't care. All I care about is Sunday night, winning in Kansas City. That's all that matters. Don't look down the road stuff, you guys. A lot of armchair GMs. Yeah, I mean, I get it. It's fun. I get it. I understand. It's like Brian Gutekunst, when I talked to him on my podcast this summer, you know, he said, because I asked him about being in Green Bay and you're in an environment where everyone is very close to the team. Everyone lives and dies by the team. And, you know, he's got friends from college. He went to school in Wisconsin. He's got friends from college who can't believe he's the GM of the Packers. You know, he said his brother texts him when he makes moves with suggestions. You know, it's like, it's got to be a fishbowl existence. And, everybody's got an opinion on it. And, you know, that's what makes it great. That's why I sit here on a Thursday afternoon talking to 360 of you people, because we all love the Packers and we all have opinions. It's kind of what makes it great, right? Brian is balling out this year. Oscar, you are absolutely correct. Make sure you check. We got a post at gzedtv.com right now talking about how Brian Bulaga is basically playing himself into a new contract, either here in Green Bay or elsewhere. Can't believe it's already week 8. Tell me about it. I just had to book my travel for the last 3 games. I couldn't believe it got up so fast. The last 3 home games, that is. First half has flown by. It's great. You got to slow. That's why I like people want to like talk about, you know, the playoff positioning with the NFC and the next 9 games and blah, blah. Hey, slow down. Let's just soak in it week by week, baby. Take it slow. Yo, like this video, people. Thank you. Yeah, like the video. Hit like. When I say that, hit like. Sorry, my dad is texting me. I'm starting to enjoy the team going for smart players, not just physically gifted. I think that's kind of always been the MO, whether under Thompson or Gutekunst, but they've certainly been on display as far as their smarts go. Jim, thank you for the super chat. Enjoy Sunday night, Nags. Clap loud and be proud. This team is fun. Go Pack. Could not agree more, Jim. Hey, and by the way, watch out tomorrow on my Twitter feed. I'll be giving out a code for the Hot Mic app. We will be doing a watch party, as we always do for the away games here at LiveX. But we'll be doing it in conjunction this week with a new app called Hot Mic, which will help you sync us to the game so there's no delay. And we'll have a bunch of other little kind of fun bells and whistles that'll enhance the experience. If you don't, I think right now they're Mac only, so they don't have an Android version. But if you just watch it on YouTube, nothing will be different other than you won't be synced up with the game like you would on Hot Mic. But it was just a cool little experiment we're going to try. So like I said, be on the lookout tomorrow. I'll tweet it out a couple times. You're going to need a code to kind of link up to our broadcast, so to speak, on the app. But should be fun. I'm going to try it out. And I hope you guys enjoy it. What are the odds Boyles takes a snap this year? He took a snap last week in mop-up duty. You missed it. The debut of the regular season, TBLS. Oh, boy. I'm going to have to jump here in 2 minutes. So let's see what we got. Nags, I made a compilation of Rodgers' missed TDs, either wide open drops or wide receiver getting caught inside the five, and he would have 6+ more TDs this year. He has played really well. I mean, hey, touchdowns are great, obviously, and they put points on the board, and that's how you win games, but that's not the end-all be-all. I mean, he's played great regardless. He's played great when he hasn't thrown near for any touchdowns. I mean, he has been amazing this year in every facet of the game. Who has more arm talent, Mahomes or Rodgers in his prime? Man, that's a talk radio question if I've ever heard one. Who cares? I mean, honestly, who cares? They're both amazing, godlike players who grace us in all their glory on the field. You know, we are just privileged to watch them. That's how I think of it. I don't really care who's better or who thinks they're better. The Real DK, thanks for the super chat. Objectively as possible, haha versus Amos's seasons. I couldn't begin to tell you. I haven't watched much Bears football outside of when they've played the Packers or when they've got their ass stomped by the Saints and then their number one wide receivers called me out on Twitter. But other than that, I haven't really watched it. Although in that game, I did notice haha got burned by Ted Ginn and I did laugh. But, you know, he had the big pick six against Washington and he's had his ups and downs, but I haven't really watched him at all. I've obviously watched every snap Amos has taken, but I haven't watched haha at all. So I wouldn't be able to begin to give you an objective answer to that. Podcast, you missed it. I already said where you got tickets. Ticket King at cheeseheadtv.com. Check them out. All right. I'm going to jump. Thank you so much, everybody. I'll be back tomorrow. Make sure you're checking everything at the website, cheeseheadtv.com. Hey, if you like this video, if you like what we do, please hit subscribe, hit like on this video. And if you want to support what we do at Cheesehead TV, the entire thing, the entire brand, please check out our Patreon, patreon.com/cheeseheadtv. All we ask is $5 a month. It supports not only the video side, the website, the merch, everything we do. Thanks a lot, everybody. Have a great day.